Hey, Dave here from the Breakfast with Manny podcast, which comes from when my co-host Emmanuel, also known as Manny, and I used to meet regularly for breakfast. When we were discussing the shifting landscape of manhood, mostly by sharing our experiences and our struggles, as well as my coaching courses and my entrepreneurial experience, we realized many men could benefit from discussing these topics. So Breakfast with Manny is going to explore the unseen patterns that sabotage men from realizing their potential, healing, and getting the life, sex, career, and health they want, leading to a healthy masculine life.
What's up, brother?
Hey, dude. How's it going?
I'm phenomenal. How you doing?
I'm good. Ready to roll.
Let's do it. For those who are seeing the video for the first time, I'm Manny, co-host. I'm an account executive, and I'm really happy you're with us. By the way, before you introduce yourself, We know some of you are watching our videos but are not subscribed yet. It would make a huge, huge difference for us if you could subscribe. So thank you for that. And I'm here with Dave, cool. The host.
Yeah, hey, man. So yeah, I'm Dave. I'm the host, coach, entrepreneur, and the host of the Breakfast with Manny podcast.
Yes, sir.
Manny and I met years ago. His mother asked me to maybe do a little mentorship around business, and we just switched into life, met for breakfast. So, you know, why don't we just kick today off the usual way with what's going on?
I know when I speak to you, and the theme for us is going for breakfast and talking about things. I know you always have a couple of little stories for us.
I
also know that, I mean, you did mention that you've talked to people. So do you have any stories for us? Have you been on dates? What's up? What's up with Dave?
Yeah, the dating thing is always fun. So yeah. Why don't we start there? So I talked last episode about this crazy workshop I went to where I realized, honestly, I was a bit afraid of rejection. Kind of had to deal with that. So I dealt with it and broke through that. There's the embarrassing clip of me dancing. And who cares? But what I realized in the world today is, you know, there is a little bit of something between men and women. There's a little friction, you know, that we've talked about, a little, mm-hmm. little something, something. So I was having a coffee with a buddy of mine and, a woman caught my eye and I was just like, oh, wow. Oh, hello. And it was amazing in the space of a couple of seconds, what ran through my mind, right? It's like, well, I don't want to bother them. Like, I should leave them alone.
She's busy. She's going to get annoyed that you go talk to her. She doesn't want to talk to you anyways. Yeah. A bunch of things that just, go through your mind.
Just spinning around.
Yeah.
So my buddy left and I went to the washroom, you know, gathered myself and I'm like, I'm afraid of approaching this woman. So if I'm afraid of it, I'm going to move towards it. So like as if it's a big deal, but in today's world, like it doesn't happen that much anymore, right?
I think it really happens.
It's rare.
I think it really happens. I think we are scared. That's the truth.
Yeah.
And I think you distinguish yourself from the others when you do it. Of course, there's a way to do it. I'm not saying that like all approaches, I know there's approaches sometimes are aggressive that of course can scare off people, but I think it gives you, I mean, you lose 100% of the shots you don't take, right? So
right,
I think, so you went, did you talk
so
to the girl?
I sure did. So I what went happened? Over. So what happened was I overheard them talking about something called astrological cartography, which I, you know, at least I knew they were in the spiritual realm a little bit. So
okay.
I've done something called human design, which is a fascinating process. So I'm like, hey, sorry, I don't mean to overhear, but I heard you talking about astrology. Like, have you ever done human design? And the woman who I had my eye on, she sort of said yes, and then we geeked for a bit. Her friend was like, oh, wow, I didn't even know about that. And we chat. So then there's the awkward transition, right?
Which like, so?
I'm like, so.
It wasn't quite like pretty that. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. What I did was I said, hey, listen, like ulterior motive for coming over. I said, you know, this is really interesting. I said, you know, there's a little thing between men and women these days. And she goes, oh, you mean the gender wars?
I'm wow.
Like, whoa. Which was, we'll talk about that in a second. But I said, yeah. I said, but you know what? I just wanted to come over and see if you'd be willing to have coffee with me one day. And her friend, what was cool was her friend was like, oh, a guy who actually is coming over. Like she was nodding. So the woman said, fuck off, you're a creep. So
she didn't say that.
It's just first.
Absolutely not say that.
She said yes? Yeah, she said yes. And
as
of recording, we haven't gone out yet. We're going out in a couple of days for coffee. But it was very liberating, but it was also just interesting to feel the resistance I had and the...
Yep.
And I got a good buddy of mine who we've talked about this before. Like he's especially sensitive. He feels one of his wounds is like he feels he's a burden on women. Mm. So when he approaches them, he's like, I don't want to like give... I'm, you know, and he doesn't own his his kingness, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry to exist.
Yeah, like a little bit. Yeah. He's a little got a little shame going on and a little other stuff. And so we've become good friends and we challenge each other. And,
cool, that's really cool.
And which is cool is he's started asking women out too. And I mean, how else are you going to meet people? I don't love online. It's 2D. It's a laundry list. I've said this before. I don't love it.
Yeah. Back then, I didn't tell this story, but I used to have like social anxiety before. So social anxiety, you know, is a big stress of talking to people either you don't know. And doing these challenges of going to people you don't know, of just completely getting out of your comfort zone, build some sort of confidence that I recommend to people. It's the stress we get at the beginning from, like, you know, it's all these excuses. Your mind goes, oh, you don't want to do this. Dude, you're going to get rejected. My level of stress
at the beginning was so high. And then once I started talking, I dropped right in. I felt great.
I'm sure you felt... Even if you received a no, I'm sure in that situation, you'd be fine. I mean, whatever. You're like, of course, but you're like, okay, I knew it was going to happen. But the going there and doing it, I think, just increases confidence.
You said something critical, though. Like, people ask me all the time about confidence when I coach people. That's a big one, right? How do I build confidence? Like, I want confidence. The only way to get confidence is by doing something.
Right.
You got to do something. So you got to take action. And I've learned now, like, I'm like, I wish I'd learned this a long time ago, but moving towards fear and overcoming fear and doing stuff is fucking magic.
Mm-hmm.
It's unreal. Like, move towards your fear. And there's this old saying, like, everything you want is on the other side of fear.
Right. We have our repetitive actions, our same routines, and then we expect different outcomes, right? You gotta get out there,
shake it up,
get rejected, get rejected a bunch, learn from there, and then you're ready.
I was actually in a No More Mr. Nice Guy workshop way back. That was one of my first things I ever did with Robert Glover, and he did this exercise where you just say a bunch of things you want to another dude. You're like, you know, I want a Jaguar, I want this, I want, and the guy, all he does is say nope. And then he asked you, like, how did you guys all feel about that? And everyone's like, it didn't matter. I'm like, well, then why do you give a shit if a woman says no? Why, if you get rejected by a woman, and it's because you care or you're attached to the outcome.
Right.
So, like, I did go there very, like, open stance, and, like, I was prepared for anything.
Right.
But the inertia to get over the first thing, almost, I swear to God, it's like skiing for anyone who skis out there. Like, you look at a run that looks crazy, and then you do it, and you go, why was I scared? I think it's the same thing with this, but I do know N of two, but I saw these women react really well because I think they were like, oh, like, he had the balls to come up to us.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm really excited to talk to her. Like, hey, does your friend think I'm crazy? What did your friend think? Like, how did you feel when I asked you out? Whatever. But I mean, it's almost become a lost art.
Yeah, it's very rare that it happens now. I don't know if I told you, but with our generation, the way people meet a lot, of course, through apps.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it's like through Instagram, apparently liking. Like, I like your picture. I send you a private message. Apparently people... So at the parties, you go to parties.
Yeah.
You talk to a couple of people. Yeah. But then there's no asking out.
Really?
There's no asking out in that party. What happens is I add you on Instagram, and then I like your pictures, and then I eventually send it. Like, the coming up to you after a great chat and saying, let's go for coffee, you and I should chat, is like becoming
a
thing of the past, basically. Yeah.
Well, what you said, I mean, I've heard this. I mean, a dinosaur, but...
which I'm not saying is a bad approach. I'm just saying I think it's just wild. Things are changing, and they think it's cool to... Yeah. I think you're differentiating yourself a little bit when you use something like this.
Yeah, I think so. Like, and then I've heard the term, like, sliding into my DMs.
Correct.
But, like, here's another story of, like, some courage, right? So this guy, Nick, who I know, I won't say his last name, obviously, great guy, but, like, really fun, eccentric guy. And he was, like, he met a woman he liked, and he likes to be just whimsical, right? So he sent her a picture of, like, he has a pillow with a chicken on it or something, and he's like, hey, this is my chicken that I hang out with, we want to invite you to, like, you know, be in a threesome with us or something.
That's unreal.
Which is awesome.
That's unreal.
But at first he didn't own it, right? Like, at first he didn't own it, and he was a bit worried. He's like, I don't know if that went over well, and again, outcome, like, just be,
the delivery plays a role, I suppose, also in something like this. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. But just, Nick, be you. Be silly.
Yeah, be you, exactly.
You are silly. Like, be silly. And if the right woman comes along, she's going to think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
And a bunch of women are going to go, you're an absolute loser. Go fuck your chicken pillow. Like, yeah. So, good luck. Anyway, I thought it was kind of funny.
That's great. I like that.
There's a starter. So wish me luck on my date. I'm sure, you know, again, I'm going into the date though. I mean, we'll see where it goes. I'm going to be me. She's going to be her. Who cares?
Yep.
One of the things that came up in my little men's circle as well, which is interesting, that same guy was telling me a bit about, like, he was worried who to be with this girl. Hmm. Like, he's like, I'm a bit of a chameleon, right? And I think we all do that to a degree, right? You're like, oh, you like omelets? I like omelets. Like, you don't have to do that. I think what's attractive, especially in a man, is like a man who knows his center. A guy who knows
who has a direction also, right?
Yeah.
Purpose, we talked a lot about bringing someone along your ride. They can have their own path as well, but kind of like seeing a little bit of alignment, but not changing your route or your path to try to match other person's alignment.
Yeah. I mean, again, that saying of like also make a woman your icing on your cake, not your cake, because a lot of guys, you know, they'll idolize a woman and women don't actually like that. I mean, it's okay for a while, but then it always fizzles out.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it's just kind of funny.
The
other thing that came up recently that I think is worth talking about is one of my buddies, his brother is kind of failure to launch. Like nothing wrong with being a house husband, nothing wrong with looking after kids, but he's like doing it because he's failed. Like he just can't get his career moving. And so he's like, I really feel like I want to talk to my brother, but I don't want to hurt his feelings. And we had a good chat in a bunch of us guys around that. And it's one guy said something I thought that was brilliant. He said, there's a difference, you know, like if you're holding back the truth that could help their life and all you're going to do is sting their ego. You know what I mean? Like you need to step up.
You need to step up and have that talk.
You have to have that talk.
So out of curiosity, just for context here, because this was really quick, but he tried to launch his career a couple of times. He's staying at home because of this, not because he wants to be, for example. Right. Okay.
It's not that scenario. Yeah. Like some guys, it's great. Like they want to be.
Okay. Well, that makes total sense.
But for this guy, like his brother's really worried about him. He's kind of depressed. He's kind of not doing stuff. And it just came up like, is it really kind? He's like, well, I want to be nice to my brother. You know, is it nice to omit? Is it nice to borderline lie? Like it's not nice to do that. Mm. That's not nice. That's not what kindness is, right? So, and I think that raises a really important point for men, which is I highly recommend this. Have guys in your life that will call you the fuck out. They'll go, no.
They'll call on your bullshit.
They'll call you on your bullshit. Like they call you on your stuff. And I did it the other day as a great example. I have someone that I know sort of knows his marriage is moving towards not surviving. And in his mind he sort of made up this story, well, I'll stay together for the kids for a few more years and I don't want to hurt their kids. And you know, then he texted me about a big fight at home and I just said, he goes, what's your honest opinion of this fight? I said, yeah, I'm going to be totally honest with you. And he goes, okay, yeah, sure. I go, I think your whole story around staying together for the kids as being healthier has taken a blow, like is bullshit. And you know what he said to me? He said, sincerely, I really appreciate that. And it's very interesting. Same guy, we went for a walk and he was talking about, he has a buddy who, you know, he's been trying to organize a trip with for a long time. And his buddy's so scared of his wife. And his buddy's like, oh, it's just like walking on eggshells. And I don't know when I can go. And what was interesting was, because this guy isn't trustworthy and he has no spine, my friend is mad at him, not just his wife. Like the world won't trust you unless you stand for something. Like you need to be firm at times. You don't need to be harsh, but you need to have some kind of spine. So like he couldn't even get away for a day for a camping trip or a little bike trip or something. And what was interesting was my friend's reaction was, I can't trust this guy. Like he says he wants to go, then he cancels and he's scared of his wife. And, you know, how many guys, like, I mean, especially around my age, I know tons of guys.
I think all ages.
Scared of their woman. And I don't know. I don't think that's attractive. Like, I don't think cowering is attractive. Like, and this is why a lot of relationships suffer. The men are not, and we're going to talk about this in a minute. We're going to like foreshadow stepping up as a concept is so fucking massive. For guys, like I give you an example, I stepped up to ask that woman out.
Mm-hmm.
If I had squeaked out with my little coward shoes, like coward, squish, I would have felt terrible, right? We need to step up. And, you know, as a man who has also done the opposite, what, you know what happens when you don't? Shame.
Mm.
So this guy, his wife is like all over him, and he's just like, wants to be invisible because he's in shame.
You know? But there has to be that side of the wanting to feel loved, right?
Yeah.
There has to be that side of, if I don't, if I say this, I might not be loved and then accepted by my spouse or my girlfriend. I
love that you said that.
Right?
Yeah. False premise.
Right.
So what's funny about that is, when we act from fear, we get the exact opposite of what we want. Fear will bring and attract exactly what you're afraid of. So he's afraid of his wife, and then he's loose and he's soft, and she's like, I'll walk all over you.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
It doesn't bring you a man who's like centered. I mean, we talked about it on the last show. There was a guy who got in a bit of trouble for playing golf, and he was on the phone for 5 holes, right? Like, do you think the woman really, really respected that? Or was subconsciously, she was like, you know, you should really go play golf.
Mm.
Like, I'll talk to you later. I'm really sorry about this, but I'm playing golf right now, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Boom.
Yep.
I don't know. What do you think?
No, I think it's true. I think that's what needs to happen. I think we got used with time to be, again, kind of a little bit scared to talk about things. We said it last time also, like, when you're going to have a conversation that you know deep down you need to have, but you avoid for short-term kind of what you think short-term benefits will look or will please the person, it just bites you back. Bites you back.
100%.
But now we're talking, though, but in reality, I think this is something, just like the comfort zone, is something you need to work on, and it's something that you need to address as soon as possible, because then it builds up. And every time you repeat the same behavior, you think, you get used to that behavior, right? Of saying, totally. You know what, I just prefer
to... Well, you're actually like reinforcing the neuronal pathway of like,
always taking that path, exactly, right? And you gotta... And what I think will happen for maybe some people that are listening, that are saying right now, okay, you know what, next time something happens, I'm going to stand up for myself and I'm going to be truthful to myself.
Yeah.
There might be friction, of course, because the other person is so used
to you being a doormat.
Exactly. Yeah. So you're going to get some reactions.
Yeah.
You're going to get someone probably pissed off at you.
Yeah.
But guess what? In the long run, you're building.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, you're being truthful for yourself. And then you're building, I think, something that's actually helping you. You're being yourself.
Well, I think lately I've been asking, and it's been really useful with all my men clients and for myself. The question is, like, are you the man you want to be right now? In this moment, in this moment, in this moment, are you making the choice to be the man you want to be? So like that guy with the golf problem, like, again, quick story. His girlfriend was supposed to go away. He didn't tell her he was golfing. I don't know why. He was scared of it for some reason. She canceled her plans and said, let's hang out. He's like, oh shit, I'm golfing. And like, oops. But if he had just said, hey, I'm golfing Sunday, like, boom. Mm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
No, I need to see my friends right now. But always being caring, always being tuned into the other, right?
Yeah, it doesn't mean you don't appreciate the person. It doesn't 100%. Mean you want to be disrespectful. But,
100%.
Yeah.
But anyway, that leads us to the long-awaited. So believe it or not, we're going to get to the map. So it's time for the man map. So this is something I did a while ago. You were there, which is cool.
I was there. Yep.
It's a little hard to explain. So I'll explain it. But I've been talking about it, and I'm sorry that it was delayed slightly. But basically, there's a process called structural mapping that I do with a friend of mine, and she was kind enough to give me a session for free, and she's awesome. Structural mapping is a way to show a system and all the emotional drivers behind it. Like, what are the pathways to the journey to this outcome? And so what we did was I am a fulfilled man in the 21st century. And the map's going to pop up on the screen. I'll get to it in a minute. But I'll give an example before I start. So structural mapping, we use words to, like, it's hard to explain. It's kind of like Fight Club. You have to be in it. But basically, you rub a couple words together. You think about that outcome. And, dude, it's crazy. Like, you just download shit and people start throwing ideas. And then you agree on what becomes the map. So I was lucky enough to do my own personal map. And I'll show the map in a minute, but maps have kind of like entry points, and then they have like the main theme. For me, it's Dave Rosenberg Leads a Fulfilled Life. So I have a main theme to mine.
Right.
And I'll just share like one example, and people will probably get it right away. So I'll never forget this. So when we were doing the process, he's unfortunately passed away, one of the founders, but he was there. I had a couple of my best friends there. And we had two words come up, and someone said something about being really brave and like jumping forward was one of the themes that came out. And then the wise guy in the back, he looked like Santa Claus. He was the best. He's sitting there and he's like, I think the word, one of the words was keel. So like the, of a boat. And he's like straight and narrow. And he's like, to me, good father. And I was like, holy shit. And it was, there's nothing more important to me given what had happened to me as a youth. Like it was like, he's like, good father. And the whole room was like, that's it. And so good father is part of my map. So for me to be fulfilled, I have to be a good father. But it actually is multidimensional. I have to be a good father to myself. I have to be a good father to the world. And I have to be a good father to my sons. So like, I'll give another example that's a little more whimsical, that's kind of fun. We did, oh my God, I forgot the name. Not San Pellegrino, the other one.
Perrier? What do you mean?
Perrier, yeah, Perrier. Sorry. We did Perrier, senior moment. So we did Perrier. And so for Perrier, one of the core elements of Perrier, and it just makes perfect sense. Like when these things come out, it's just perfect. It's nature champagne. That's Perrier. That's part of Perrier's like appeal, part of Perrier's brand. So that brings us to, I'm a fulfilled man in the 21st century. So what blew my mind was, if you look at, this is a linear map. I'm going to just stick to the top structure because that's the key.
Cool.
It says there is no box, right? Mm-hmm. So there is no box is almost like the entrance to the subway, to the journey of being a fulfilled man. What's super cool is when I did my Father's Day retreat, we asked young men and their fathers, like, men are, ? Isn't this crazy that men are changing with time, relearning how to be, and forced into a box? And then someone else said, men are in a box, often placed in boxes. So these maps are crazy. Like, so
that's interesting.
Number one entry point to being a fulfilled man is understanding that the old ways are gone, and it's an open creative space for us to be men. The second point, and we talked about this 2 minutes ago, get out of your fucking comfort zone. Too many guys are on the couch. Too many guys are doing the job that they're just like, it's okay. Marriage is okay. I do the same thing every week. Repetitive. They're not in the unknown. They're not alive. They're not pumped up about, oh my God, I tried this. I tried that. So get out of your comfort zone. Courage to heal your wounds. Say no more.
Love it.
What I love about that is it's so apropos in today's world, because what we see is a lot of men that are in the power, ego realm are the ones that, as we can see, are hurting the world, right?
Yeah.
Whether it's war, whether it's cheating, whether it's stealing. But if you can have the courage to look inward and look at your wounds, which is kind of a big part of our message, right? Like all along, look inward, right?
I love the courage part of this, because a lot of us, I think, now we're conscious that we have certain things deep down, but it's so fucking difficult.
Dude, it's crazy.
To just look under the hood and be like, I need to address this. It's hard.
I will say this, like, it is not for the faint of heart, but the rewards are incredible. I'm going to tell a quick story about a coaching client of mine. So I was working with someone, and I use somatic techniques, which means people sensing in the body, and then they may see visuals, they may see memories, those kinds of things. So immediately he had a chest tightening or something. I'm like, you know, sometimes you'll see visuals. Did you see anything? And he's like, oh my God. Like that. He goes, oh my God, I'm 4 years old and I was exiled in my bedroom. That's a fucking brutal word. Exiled. He was exiled. And so one of his wounds was around this, like, being exiled to his room. So he had massive abandonment issues, right? Makes sense.
Makes sense.
But like, if you can figure out and know your wounds, so like it kind of flows into the next box, which is self-awareness, right?
Yeah.
For men to be fulfilled really in the 21st century and not sit on the sidelines, not be frozen or not be scared of their partner, then self-awareness is critical, right?
Do you want to show the whole thing and then we go back to some point? Because I have some questions.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep going through it.
And then I'll address a couple of things because I have questions on back. Perfect.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Go beyond your ego.
Mm-hmm.
So like this is so critical. We have this protective shell, this thing that can many times prevent us from getting where we want to get to in life, right? So you got to go beyond your ego. What would the world be like if men respected everybody? That's the next point. What would the world be like? Seriously, how different would it be? And I don't like doing this, but I'll do it. So like, we're Canadian, by the way, but US politics, just for fun. Don't care what side you're on, but do you really need to insult the shit out of each other's character and person? Character counts to some degree, but like they just attack each other. Like, why don't they just talk about the
thing, FYI, the it policy? Happens also in Canada if you look it at does. Politics.
Yeah,
but I know the US is like but the US is definitely amplified like big time, and it's true. It's all actually in the US, I think it goes more personal than it's it does personal. Here. It's really personal.
Can you not respect each other? Like, okay, we totally disagree about X, Y, and Z issue.
Yeah.
But why do you need to hate people that disagree with you? And if everybody agreed with you, it'd be kind of boring. There wouldn't be any new concepts.
No, we need debates. We need to be able to disagree. Debate, we need to be able to have difficult conversations. Yeah. But I agree. Like, why
can we passionately disagree about the issue and not attack each other? Like, you're an absolute stupid idiot, blah, blah. Like, why do that? Why do we have to do
but
that?
But what I think happened, this is my theory, yeah. is I think they realized that in a political sense, it tends to work.
It works. That's
the and problem. And for them, it's kind of like a chess game. At the end of the day, like I need to win this battle, and to win this battle, I have to go personal, which I think sucks. Which I think sucks. Maybe it's our role to encourage basically a dynamic that allows debate in, I would say, not a personal way, in a healthy way. Yeah. But
you know, I think when you respect everybody and you give respect, you get respect back, right?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So.
And if they're really angry, then there should be a boxing match. Let's do a boxing match.
You know what? I think men don't fight enough anymore. Like good fighting, like healthy competition. We don't get our anger out.
But there's been pretty recently like boxing fights There's more boxing fights now. I think it's an interesting way. Yeah, if you're hungry for it.
I'd be all over it. I have a history would you do of concussions, it? But would I maybe do not it? Ideal. I would do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think I talked about a fight I got in on the show.
Well, you're a hockey player too, right? I feel like
a few fights. But again, like, look at my nose. I lost. Like, I lost a couple. Like, it's not fun to get hit in the face, but it is fun to be physical.
Yeah.
Like, there's... And, you know, if we're being honest, like, that's been taken out of schools pretty much for young boys, right? And that energy and that. It doesn't mean women and girls don't do it and don't enjoy it, but just speaking about men.
Yep.
So now we get the shaded areas is the repeating area, like the really crux of the matter. So it's willing to stand up for what's right. Again, think about that. Now, what's right is going to vary for other people, but I think we can all agree, like there are certain basic human fundamentals that we could agree on. Stand up for what's
right. I think most people know deep down what right is in most scenarios.
Yeah.
Correct. I'm saying most people, but yeah, I love it.
The other big one is step up to the plate. Like you said earlier, like you even said it to me. You're like, if you don't get up to the plate, like you're going to, you miss, you're screwed.
Well, nothing's going to change, right?
Nothing changes. Yeah.
Nothing changes.
So step up to the plate is like, step up to the plate speaks to me when I was like, I call myself my sleepy phase where I was just too much drama, too much going on. And really a freeze response in the nervous system where we just freeze, you know, and I think there's a lot of guys stuck in neutral right now. I think there's a lot of guys in freeze. They're just like, and you know, there's people, men and women who are not in the game. Like they're just not in the game of life right now. They're just not getting at it. So step up to the plate.
During what robot mode? In automatic mode?
Autopilot.
Autopilot.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. So I will address the bottom real quick. The bottom shaded area, because it doesn't have anything else leading into it, is what they call like a dangling. These are called memes, actually, not internet memes, the shaded area. It's called a dangling meme. But basically, this could mean the future. This could mean something that's just like sounds good, looks good, feels good, but isn't real. So giving joyfully, participating in communities, I think that's the future. Probably a prediction of the future, but for right now, I think the big ones that get me are get out of your comfort zone, heal your wounds, go beyond your ego, and then obviously the meme, the stepping up to the plate. Pretty powerful stuff. And I mean, I've done enough of these. I've done 20, 25 of these maps. They're wild.
I want to go back to self-awareness.
Yeah, hit me up.
So I've heard the term a lot. I have a high level understanding of self-awareness.
Yeah.
But I think most people will struggle to see how to go from there. Okay, sure, I need to be more self-aware, but what do I do?
Yeah.
For me, for example, meditation has helped a lot.
Yep.
But do you have tips? Do you have things that can help someone become more self-aware and hence move to the next stage?
I think people are more self-aware than they give themselves credit. The big problem is then they shame themselves. Like, oh, I did it again. I procrastinated again. Like, procrastinators generally know they're procrastinating. What they don't know is why and how to get at it. And, you know, that's where subconscious somatic coaching can really help, right? So, shameless plug. But self-awareness, I think people are more self-aware. They're just, it's seeing your pattern, right? So, you know, again, for, you know, who, what type of person are you dating? What are you doing at work? How are you behaving? Because these patterns affect all areas of your life. I'll give you an example. So I had a client, she told me at dinner, I met her at a dinner, and she's like, what do you do? And I'm like, oh, I'm a coach and I do it this way. And she's like, oh, that's interesting. Could you help me? I'm like, yeah, probably. And what's going on? She's like, well, I'm really angry at work. Self-aware.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't know how to address it. And I just said to her, just at work? And she laughed. She goes, okay, with my mom and my boyfriend and my dog. Because it's a pattern. And so, you know, and I love what one of my coaches told me. And I agree. Like, the job as a coach is to take the... So we have 10% of our brain roughly is the conscious side. Then we have the subconscious, which is 90%. Our job as coaches is to lower the line. 20-80, 30-70, so that you can see what's going on. So once you begin to become self-aware, now you're starting to understand that's the beginning of change.
I assume.
You know, right? Oh, I always date this guy. You know, like, I've heard quite a few of my women friends like, oh my God, I always date assholes, or I always date narcissists, or, and you dig a little and you know where it comes from. Like, it's pretty obvious.
So there's a big part in identifying patterns basically that we've talked about before. Yeah. And then.
Yeah. And then from self-awareness, now you have choice. So are you going to run the pattern again? Or are you going to make a new fucking choice? Right? Because there's no change in your life if you don't make new choices.
Right.
Right. So who are you going to date? What do you, you know, everything. What kind
the
of job
beautiful thing about this life, our one life, is that we have every day an option and a decision to make about our choices that day. Absolutely. Yesterday could have been, maybe it was a mess, but today I decide to start making changes and then in an instant. So that's cool.
For sure. I do want to tell the audience a bit. For the men in the audience, this is a man map. I think it would be really, really useful to see where you are on the map. Are you outside the map? Like, or are you a guy who's got lots of self-awareness, but you haven't yet like found the magic to go beyond your ego fully? It's really good to know where you are on the map. And then you can look at where does your journey take you, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's a pretty powerful, interesting map. I thought it was really interesting. It's linear, but yeah, pretty wild stuff.
This is really cool.
Yeah.
How many people were we when we did this? We were at least...
What, 9, 10?
9, 10 people. Yeah.
And all the guys in the room were like, whoa.
Yeah.
This is fucked. Yeah.
This is really cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, there you go, man.
That's a great talk. This is going to be available, I guess, in the video. People will be able to see
it.
They'll
see the map. Yeah.
And then, yeah. So I'm really happy we got to talk about this.
Yeah. And look, ping us. Like, definitely reach out on Instagram. You can reach us. If anybody wants to talk more about coaching and subconscious patterns and all that stuff, you can hit me up on Instagram at Dave_KanaLifeWorks, KANA. Hit me up. Love to talk to anybody anytime about all that stuff. But, you know, in here, for example, we talked about honesty, for example, right? We talked with a guy with his brother, like, tell, we're men, like, hey, are you happy? Hey, are you fulfilled? Here's what I'm seeing. I want to share something with you because I see your king and you don't. I don't think you do. You know, like calling him out. Well, that's part of respecting everybody.
Right. Yeah.
For example. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. So there you go.
Cool stuff. Did you have anything else to address for this episode?
Good. Yeah, wrap it up. Oh, we better say subscribe though, right?
Yeah, I said at the beginning, subscribe. But again, please subscribe. It makes a big difference. to us. And yeah, again, Manny here, Dave, I will see you for next episode.
Thanks, everybody. Take care.